Our topic is school shootings. We are honorees, Ian Winter, Rylan Hupti, and Adrian Swenson.
In the beginning of 2018, there was an average of one school shooting per week. In the first 21 weeks of 2018, there were 23 school shootings, and there have been a lot more throughout the year. That is only a small fraction of the school shootings that have happened in America.
According to CNN, there have been 288 school shootings in America since 2009. Compared to other countries, there have been an average of 0 to 2 school shootings since 2009.
This has brought great awareness to the topic and shows us something needs to be done about gun control. There have been way too many school shootings. We need to bring attention to this topic so something gets done. We need stricter laws so this stuff doesn't keep happening.
There needs to be laws put in place that makes it illegal for criminals and minors. There needs to be better safety procedures put in place. It might need to stop letting civilians have guns and firearms. And though it may be hard not to allow us to have guns, the way people use them is so messed up that something needs to happen and happen now.
School is supposed to be a safe place for kids to learn, but instead it's starting to become a place where people are afraid to go, a place where violence is more commonly found. Though this issue is becoming more commonly known, action needs to be taken.
Some schools have been... People want to arm teachers so they can defend the students, but why would we want to give guns so they can go around and shoot other people? That's the whole problem, just making more issues. Some schools have been educating students about the dangers of firearms, which I personally believe is a good idea.
It will teach kids that gun violence is not okay. Schools should also bring attention to mental health and teach kids about things such as anxiety, depression, and other mental instabilities.
According to The Cut, there are many different school shooting ways, and each has one follows a certain pattern, and I messed up.
According to the Huffington Post, every child of ours could become a killer or a changemaker. It is up to us to give them the necessary moral consistency, inspiration, and support to become the latter.
This teaches us that any one of our friends or peers could be a killer or make the change that they needed.
But in the 18 years since the dawn of school shootings, I have not seen our politicians or mainstream media respond to one of these tragedies by asking the youth themselves what it is they're angry about. Now is the time to start, said Stefan from the Huffington Post.
According to the Huffington Post, the main reasons why we have so many school shootings is because of mental health issues. Schools are not bring enough awareness to mental health. Schools need to let their students know that everything will be okay and that they can get what they need. Another cause is because of social media and the internet. People are getting access to things that some parents can't imagine their kids seeing. People they look up to talk about violence and bad things and getting into their minds that it's okay.
Another reason is because of rejection and loneliness. They feel left out and angry. They crave attention, and when they don't get that, they result in school shootings.
According to The Cut, school shooters usually plan their shooting in advance about 9 months to 1 year in advance. School shootings have become way too common to be healthy.
According to The Cut, there is a frequent lack of trust between students and adult authorities. All of these cases have resulted in terrible tragedies, and it needs to be fixed.
In conclusion, I do believe in 10 years not a lot will happen. Guns are an issue that I don't believe will be a fast fix. It's sad to believe in 10 years nothing will happen because there's just not a lot happening to fix this problem.
Although there's more attention to the subject, I have little hope anything will change.